B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEN. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're at Beasley Media Group Station. All right, everybody sit tight. I know Jay and Matt, I want to get you guys up because you guys have been holding a long time. So, and we appreciate your patience as always. We love you guys. And I got some open lines. After that, you want to chime in at 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Let's do some Bring the Heat, shall we, Tunis?
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, Bring the Heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O! All right, my brother. They're fire.
This is Jeopardy. Our contestants are from the coconut oil capital of the world, Gabalicious Kapler. Next, from the land down under, Brett Anita Bama Brown. And our reigning champ from the neighborhood, Mr. Rogers. Our categories are, Mr. Rogers, really need to change your shoes now? Okay. Hey, nice cardigan. Our categories are Pacifist Cubed. Next. Why Can't We Be Friends, followed by Nice Guys Finish Last, then Won't You Be My Neighbor, and finally, Bottom of the Food Chain. Remember, contestants, to answer in question form.
That's pretty good, Judas. That's pretty good. I like that. Who you got in that game?
Brett Brown's a smart man, so he, no matter what the categories are, he's winning.
What's next?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is so tough. I tell you right now, brothers, I have the cure. I am the cure. Joe Pescatore. I will talk the coronavirus out of existence. In exchange, I get to announce every sportcast in the world. Joe Pescatore. Just one time and one time only offer. Would you do it? Joe Pescatore out!
Oh, my God, I love Pescatore. All right, here you go. Would you make that trade with the devil?
Yes.
You could have sports back, but you have to listen to Pescatore call every game yes. that you watch.
Well, he also said that he is the cure. So, I mean, I care about the safety.
No, I'm not giving you coronavirus cure. I'm just giving you... You can have games back, but every game you watch is broadcast by Pescatore.
Yes, I'll do it.
That's like the Twilight Zone.
I know, but I'll do it. Little dribbler to first base, he'll be screaming.
Come on, man.
I miss sports. I'll do it.
Every sport, there's Pescatore on hockey.
But I'm more Pescatore than...
Opening face-off!
Remember yesterday, the question was, would I watch... a game if Kapler was on the call. I'd rather Pescatore than Gabe Kapler.
Really?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'd rather get yelled at than, like, want to put my fist through the TV.
That's true. All right. Interesting. All right, we got
Speaking
one more.
Speaking of Kapler.
Anthony, it's Gabriel.
Oh, Gabriel!
This COVID-19 can kiss my sanitized coconut oil-covered coolions. Andrew, if you're needed a baseball fix, I'll gladly pull out some old footage, work up a thick lather, and dominate a play-by-play performance for your hearing pleasure. And finally, 1 month till Henry Ruggs. Go Birds.
Go Birds, Gabriel! Thank you for being on board with Ruggs. Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter is here, and it's cold. Spring is down here, but the weather is still kind of crazy. So if your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right, a couple things. One, and we didn't talk about this, Tunis, but we had Larry Boa on earlier, and the Boa got me excited for the Phillies.
Yeah, he talked about how he's kind of confident in the rotation, and he mentioned your boy Zach Eflin.
I know.
How'd that make you feel?
I trust Bo, so, I'm not the biggest
Tyrone's here, by the way.
Eflin fan.
He says he loves Eflin.
I don't know.
He says he's going to have a big year.
Yeah, good. All right, well, I hope he's right.
Eflin the ace, he calls him.
He doesn't call him Eflin the ace.
He just did.
All right, listen, I love Tyrone. Listen, outside of you, he's the only producer that I love. So just FYI, I love Tyrone. So whatever he says, I'm good with. All right? Understand that?
Just us two?
That's it. Of the main shows, yes.
Wait, is there? Okay. Oh, okay.
That would be it. Well, of the two, well, there's two, only two main shows.
That's emotional intelligence.
That's right. I want to get to the phone lines, and then I want to talk to you about this because ESPN had their power rankings. I don't know. Did you see it?
No, for baseball?
Yes. Don't look at it.
I don't. Okay.
I want you to guess it. All right. Okay. But let me get to where are you at? Matt is in Palmyra. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Matt.
Yo, Anthony and Andrew. Oh, my God. You got me thinking baseball all day.
Thank you, brother. We're having some fun talking baseball today.
So I've always had just this one wish. Like if a genie popped up and gave me three wishes, this one wish. So I'm 27. My childhood was at the vet. My adulthood was at Citizens Bank Park. I've always wanted to go back in time and see a game at Shibe Park.
Wow, get out. Get out of here. Really? The only thing I ever knew about Shibe Park was that it was in North Philly and that people would park on, on the lawn, people's like houses and the lawns or whatever.
I would love to go back and watch Richie Ashburn and Robin Roberts and those guys play.
Yeah.
See, because I really don't know much about Shibe Park. I know about the spike fence with Connie Mack, and that's kind of about it.
Oh, yeah, the Connie Mack. Because
they used to, I've heard this story. So it used to be in right field. It was like Wrigley Field, the houses. You could see they'd have the bleachers up, and they'd bring the fans up, just like they did at Wrigley. And then Connie Mack put up a huge fence to block their view.
Did they really? That's not right. That's a violation. You can't do the spike fence. That's horrible.
That's what they called it.
The spike shot by Larry David.
But I've always wanted to go to the game there, and I'd love to do the Philly Five today.
You got it, brother. Here we go. You ready? First question of the Philly Five today is this. What do you love about baseball?
The suspense. People always talk about, oh, there's not enough action in baseball. There's not a lot of action, but there's tons of suspense. Every at bat, you don't know if that could be the one that starts the rally. Like in football, if you got the ball at your own 10-yard line, there's a chance you could get a 90-yard bomb, but it's probably not going to happen. At baseball, any at bat, he could hit it out of the park, hit a double, or get out. It's just every pitch, there's suspense.
Well, I got to tell you, that is that's strong, man. Suspense, what a great word. It is a great word to describe baseball. Awesome. Give me, you get to relive a game that's special to you, Matt. What do you relive?
The more I try to narrow this down, the more games I think of. But I was at the first game after 9/11.
Oh, and really? Wow.
We actually got the tickets to the game before 9/11, and we were wondering that week, are we going to be able to go? And it ends up being the first game, and I don't remember too much about the game other than a Scott Rolen home run, and I think we won. But the pregame, the atmosphere, that was just crazy. And it was like, it was sad but happy at the same time. Like, we're finally getting back to normal. There's just this patriotism I never felt before.
Very good. That's very, very good. I appreciate that. All right. How about this one? Give me baseball and one of the senses?
Sound, hearing, the crack of the bat, the ball on the gloves. Yeah. I love the sounds of baseball.
Yeah, there's nothing better than the that when you hit a home run. You'll hear it. You'll hear the home run before you actually see it. You know it's interesting. Charlie used to tell me he did this exercise where he would close his eyes and he would walk and he would be in the infield. He could tell you where the ball was going by the sound of it, and he would try to guess where the ball was coming, where the ball would be at by the sound of the of how it was hit. Let me ask you this one. Give me your favorite Phillies possession.
I have a John Kruk batting practice pullover jersey. I've never had a jersey before a few years ago because they're so expensive. I went to the 25th anniversary game of the 93 team, and they gave out this red John Kruk batting practice jersey.
Very cool. Very, very cool. All right. Now give me your love hate.
My love is Chase Utley, the hard nosed, he's a Philly guy, a scrappy blue collar guy. I just love the way he played the game.
And your hate?
My hate, Marlon Byrd.
Yeah, I hate Marlon Byrd. That's good. I'm down with that.
Yeah, he comes up. He was like a top prospect in the organization. He comes up, he stinks. We trade him, I think, for Andy Chavez or some scrub.
Yeah,
he ends up having some decent years elsewhere, makes an all-star game, gets busted for steroids. And then Ruben Amaro brings him back because he thinks the 2014 Phillies can win a World Series.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. That's great stuff. In fact, thank you, Matt. Great call by you. 610-632-0975. That was the Phillies Five. If you want to play it, we got a couple of lines if you want to jump on board. See, one of the things we're trying to do today, it was going to be opening day. And so we're trying to take your mind off of things. In New York, they recorded the 100th death to coronavirus in just 24 hours today. That's bringing the total to 385. It's 100 deaths in 24 hours. So as we try to do our part and stay at home and stay away from one another and try not to let those our heroes who are the medical community do its job. You know, we're just trying to take our minds off of things a little bit. But just remember those people. When you think about it and you're tempted and you start to grouse and you're upset about being at home and life being interrupted, just remember that 100 people died in the state of New York today. 24 hours and 100 deaths. Remember those people and their families. All right, Tunis, let's get our minds off of the serious and back to baseball. You ready?
Yes. I've been going through I wrote down my power rankings.
All right.
I mean, this was in a span of like 3 minutes, so I don't know how spot on.
All right, ESPN did its power rankings for MLB. I'll say first, you want to take a crack at the top five.
Top five, they have to have the Dodgers in there, if not number one, number two.
Okay, here's the fact what I want to do. I want to give you the top 10, and you get three strikes.
Okay.
So you got to get the top 10 before you get three strikes.
Okay.
How about that?
That sounds
all right,
good.
Go for it.
So Dodgers will be one of them. I think in order or at least
no,
top 10?
No,
all
not
right.
In order.
Thank God.
Not in order. That is number one.
I thought Dodgers. So. Okay. Yankees will be in the top 10.
Number two.
My guess for number three, people won't like this because they're still good ball players even though they cheated, the Astros.
Number three. You've gotten 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
ESPN
yep.
Power Rankings.
I'm going to go National League, and I think they, even though I think they fall off a little bit, they probably have the Nationals just because they won the World Series.
Yes, they do. The Nationals come in at number 7.
Okay. Are the Braves in the top 10?
Number 6.
Okay. I'm pretty much spot on right now.
Yes, you are.
I had Dodgers, Yankees, Astros, Braves, Nationals. That was my top 5.
Yep.
Are the St. Louis Cardinals in the top 10?
It's your first strike. They come in at number 12.
Okay, close. Are the, I don't want to say them, but do they put the Los Angeles Angels in the top 10?
The Angels are 14.
Okay. You think so? Tyrone's thinking, are the Cleveland Indians in the top 10?
Yes.
Wow.
Number
right,
nine.
Good work. Okay.
Tyrone, I'll let you allow Tyrone to help you.
Okay, he gave me the help. Are the Minnesota Twins in the top 10?
Number five, dude.
Five?
Number five.
What?
Yep.
I had them top 10 on my list, but five?
Number five.
I had them at nine. Okay.
For the Twins.
They got a nice rotation, some nice young players.
Yeah.
All right, so I got one strike left. How many more teams do I need?
You need one, two, three.
Okay.
Two American League teams, one National League team.
Based off of the rotation and some of the young guys in the lineup, are the Tampa Bay Rays in the top 10?
Number four.
Okay. Wow, four. I had some down years from some of those pitchers.
Number four. Right. They do have great pitching.
They do.
Now, it's funny because they were the team that employed the bullpen start
yes.
for anybody.
Yes. It was them and the Brewers that did it. So are the Brewers one of the National League teams? Did I say the Brewers? I already said the Brewers, didn't I?
No, you didn't say the Brewers.
Oh.
They're not even the Brewers are number 15.
Okay. I knew they'd be close. Are the Chicago White Sox in the top 10?
No, the Cubbies.
I had Cubs.
Are number 10. And the Oakland A's.
I had the A's. I had the White Sox above the A's by a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah, White Sox had a very good offseason.
I agree.
They were one of those teams that I actually was going to keep my eye on this year, but it kind of sucks that this is happening.
Yeah.
That was the team that I was going to keep my eye on. I was going to keep my eye on the Cincinnati Reds. I had them around the 15-16 range.
I like the
range.
Reds a lot, actually.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fun. And I had the Padres pretty high.
The Reds are number 13. Well, the Padres are good. They kept spending money.
Yep.
They didn't stop.
Now, where are the Phillies? Because I had them at 14.
You had them at 14?
Yes.
They got them at 17.
Wow. Bottom
they
half.
Got, I gave you the 10. They got the Mets 11.
Really?
Yeah. So they got them fourth in the division.
I wonder when did these come out?
Today.
Really? So this is post-Syndergaard news. Syndergaard's going to be out.
No, this is today.
Wow. All right.
This is today. They have Braves, Nats, 5-6, or 6-7, Mets, 11, Cardinals, Reds, Angels, Milwaukee, Arizona.
No, that can't be true.
And then the Phillies.
Arizona's not going to be good. They're not going to be good. They got rid of Goldschmidt. They don't have Greinke. They're not going to be good.
Yep. I know.
Arizona's going to stink. I would take the under on that.
Schmidt and St. Louis.
Yeah, they stink. Arizona's not going to be good this year.
So, and then they got Philly 17. So we had Larry Bowa on, and here's the beauty about Larry Bowa. Larry Bowa is not a BSer.
No, he's not.
All right? He's not one of these, I'm going to say that we're going to be good because I work for the team. Because I'm getting a paycheck, it don't matter. He's real. He's always honest when he breaks it down. Now, listen, obviously, you know, he works hard and he wants his team to win. But being the great communicator, a great baseball man that Bo is, he's honest. I've always respected him. When he says things, I always listen. And he wasn't he wasn't high on this group the last couple of years. You know that.
Oh, yeah. He definitely wasn't. He's part of the organization. He was against Gabe Kapler. I mean, he's
yes.
pretty open about it on interviews when I would have him on the show.
Yes. Because that's Bo.
Yep.
Bo's real. Bo says it the way it is. That's why I love him. So, if you missed it, Larry Bowa, you know what he did? He said, I'm excited about this group. I'm pumped up.
He said, I got a feeling while I was down there, he said.
And he talked about Spencer Howard.
Yep.
Being a stud, Shunas.
He could be that tall righty that throws hard that you've been looking for. Couple him with Zach Wheeler. Now you got two hard throwing right handers. You got Nola in between the two of them, maybe.
I mean, Spencer Howard would be big.
Yeah, because now all of a sudden you have a legit one.
Then I don't care about Eflin if the starter.
Yeah, exactly. You'll take that at five.
Yeah, I don't mind. Like, Eflin, I have no problem with.
That's Kendrick.
Right. As a fifth starter, it doesn't matter. I don't like Eflin as a third starter.
Right.
Because Arrieta was horrible. So when you push those back, if you had, you know, Spencer Howard giving you real innings, you know, all of a sudden that looks good. Now, no, the Phillies, they'll be, you know, overly protective.
Oh, yeah. We won't see him until he's 35.
I know.
He'll be a junk baller by the time they bring him up.
I know. His arm will be gone.
Who do they have at the bottom of those power rankings? It's got to be Orioles, Tigers, Marlins.
I'm not going to pull it back up. I'll pause it while I'll do it on the other side. And we may hear from Howie Roseman.
Yes.
On the other side as well, along with your phone calls at the Phillies 5.
Also, because baseball's a big topic today, the MLB Network is showing their old games. And today they're showing a game from 96. It's Derek Jeter's first career home run, Yankees Indians. I pulled up the starting lineup from those two teams. I'll give them to you on the other side.
I think I was at that game.
Really?
96.
In Cleveland.
90s. Maybe I was at the tournament. I was probably at the tournament.
I just want to give you the starting lines. Both teams have legendary names.
Let me try to guess them.
Okay.
Because that's my wheelhouse.
They're legendary names, both teams.
All right, 96 Indians, 96 Yankees.
Yes.
All right, let me try to guess that. All right, and we'll hear from Howie. And still lots to do before we turn it over to the Mikey Miss Show coming up top of the hour with Tyrone and Nat. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, 1:28 on this Thursday. All right, a couple things. One, let's get some phone calls, and then I want to do that Yankees and Indians. That sounds like fun. A lot of good baseball stuff today. And we'll hear from Hal. We'll play Howie's thing coming up tomorrow. So we'll do some football on Friday. But it's fun baseball stuff today. Let's go to Nick in Collinsville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick, hey.
Andrew, Anthony, what's up, pals?
How you doing, Nicky?
I'm good, man. It's gorgeous day. I just picked up some thyme, oregano, some red leaf. I'm going to be putting that stuff in the ground today or tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, well, you know, man, you're a cooker like I am. When you start cooking with fresh stuff from your garden, it's got a whole different flavor to it.
Really? Because now I got to ask Mikey about this because he's a garden guy. I'm not a garden guy.
Yeah, well, you should be now in you know, Mulga Hill.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but
93 acres you got to worry about now.
But I skeeve. Like, I don't like to put my hands in like grass.
listen, you got a couple boys, right? What?
Yeah.
You got a couple boys.
Unless it's a baseball grass, I don't like it.
Right, I understand. If that's manicured down at the bank,
right?
You know, you don't want it. Exactly. Listen, I made 4 vicious eggplant parms last year out of my garden that my neighbors thought was the best they've ever tasted.
Awesome. Oh, that's great,
yeah,
bro.
So, and it was only because the eggplant had a whole different flavor to it.
You know? Oh, that's great.
Anyway,
great.
Real quick, that Dodgers game. Look, so I was born in 69. So the 80s Phils was the first championship I saw in my lifetime. Okay. And I was 11, of course. But I still didn't know the tactical aspect of the game. Like, I remember Bake McBride and Lefty and Tug and, you know, and Boa and Schmidt and all the players. I mean, Boone. I remember them clearly. But strategically, I didn't understand the game as well as I do now. So that Dodgers game, it just went back and forth. It was probably the best. Oh, well, the Houston series was fantastic. But again, I was just a little too young. I needed a couple more years to really enjoy those games and how it's like a technical chess match. You know,
Right. I mean, you're right about that because, you know, when you think about it, when you're a kid like you, I was a kid too, and I don't remember. Right. I remember the game and the players, but you're
just worried about the win. Yeah.
Well, the most amazing thing ever is when you think back to that was the Rose pop up.
Oh, the Rose pop up was fantastic.
Because
sure.
He was backing up. I mean, is that amazing?
Yeah. Well, it just shows you how it was such a routine play that you saw Pete kind of like, you know, wander over there and you're like, and you knew just from playing a little bit of baseball at that time as kids, like you knew that was the right play. Your responsibility is as somebody always backed up somebody else on the diamond. And yes. Tunis knows that. Doesn't matter where the ball was hit. There was at least one player backing up another player in the cutoff or the outfield to make sure he didn't overrun it, et cetera, et cetera. So, when that play happened, you're like, oh my God, look what happened. So, yeah. Listen, let me give you my top hate and loves. Well, I'm a lefty, so anybody with a hard throwing lefty, except for Jamie Moyer. I was a lefty Tug Moyer guy and a piece, you know, just because they were all lefties.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
My hate for JD Abreu and the beard. And not because he took the money. Because, oh, geez, because he took the money. You loved him when he was here. No, I loved him the last 8 months of the year when he started that last season where he was looking for a new contract. He was looking to be a free agent, which is fine. I respect that. I was glad he got all that money. I wasn't happy the way he treated fans, players, and a couple parents that year because he was he just became, you know, he became an Eflin. He was an F.
Yeah, you're right. That's great hates right there, brother. That's great. Who,
guys, have fun,
who are your favorites? Who are your favorites?
My favorite was a lefty Tug because I remember that era okay. So well.
Then
you
Moyer,
know,
then Moyer.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. And the piece because he was, you know, was just, look, I remember Schmidt made it look too easy. It was it's unfair for Schmidt, but he made it look too easy. Even as a kid, I was like, yeah, what's this guy doing? Like, I don't get it.
You didn't copy the Schmitty wiggle at the plate?
I was a lefty, so no.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're like, forget it.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know.
No, I get you.
Griffey Sr., you know, it was like, it was a lefty, whether it was throwing
I always admired lefties. I wish I was a lefty. Lefties know, they always have the better swing. They had the better baseball swing and the better golf swing.
They're elegant. They're elegant players. But yes. you hate lefty Moyer. I mean, you do. Because you're a flopper. I understand. But if you look back at that era, that season, what he did that season was ridiculous.
He was terrific that year. And I like him. I love his sister. They're from the area. I appreciate him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
And he was smart, too. Like, he used to own the Marlins. Remember? Because they were young.
Oh, my
always
God.
Young.
They couldn't touch the ball.
Yes.
He had it on a string like a yo-yo.
Yeah, but I'm not a big, you're right, I'm not a big soft tosser guy. I like more of the.
I know.
I hate Maddox. I still love when Maddox would get ripped, crushed.
Get shelled. We talked about it the other day when he got shelled. Yeah.
That's right. Nicky, thank you, buddy. Have a great one, brother. Dave and Voorhees, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Davey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I love all the 2008 talk. Definitely brings back a lot of great memories. I just wanted to chime in on my favorite and a couple other things real quick.
Sure.
So, my favorite memory from the 2008 series was probably the Joe Blanton at bat when he kept fouling off all the pitches right before the Victorino Grand Slam. That was just awesome. I remember the fans really getting into it, and it was
that was funny. Myers, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Myers. That was just so awesome. And because he was so terrible at the plate already, too, and the fact that he just was staying alive and the fans were just all into it, it was very entertaining. It was so cool. And then Victorino came up behind him and just sealed the deal. It was awesome. And that actually ties into, I know you were talking about senses earlier.
Yes.
And, that ties right into my favorite sense from baseball, and it's definitely got to be sound, but not like the sounds like the bat and the ball, like just the sounds. There's no sound like there is in baseball of the fans in postseason, especially in Philly, of like, you know, when something big happens, like a big hit or like in that at bat when the fans, you can just hear, it's awesome. It's just nothing like it. And also, the sound of Callis's voice too. Whenever I hear that, always,
that was it, right? Harry. Yeah. That's great. We talk about the sound. You know what's amazing too is down the shore, and you just hear the Phillies on the radio is always like blanket to blanket. Oh, and I always think about the Phillies and the shore a lot. You know, if you went to a bar at night or like right after the beach, and you see the Phillies on television, I don't know, they're a big part of it.
Anytime, anywhere. Yep, always, especially when Harry was a part of it too. But I guess my favorite and least favorite
player.
My favorite probably has to be Utley. He was just so clutch and just like embodied Philadelphia at the time for me. And he was just awesome. He was the man. And then my least favorite was going back just a little before that, I guess, was Jeff Geary. He was just like something about that guy. He always blew it, you know?
Yeah, he was horrible. Geary. He was horrible. Yes. Yeah, he was terrible, Geary. Ugh. Yeah, he was a Cole Irvin type. He was terrible. Good stuff, brother. Appreciate it. Your thoughts, Chase, on Jeff Geary?
He had the nice haircut, like the curly hair.
Hated the Geary.
I'm pretty sure he went soul patch. I think. I got to look up a photo of Jeff Geary. I think he had the soul patch.
Oh, I hated the gear. I was not a big soul patch fan. The Geary. Geary's the worst. Let me get to Tommy. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Tommy.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
What's going on, Tom?
I have one question. What do you think of the Gregorius signing for the Phillies?
This, I think, is good. I think you get some power from that side. Anytime you get some power down the road.
Where is he going to bat?
Where is he
going to hit? Like in the lineup.
Where is he going to hit? I mean, you can hit him anywhere from, you know, Harper's three. You can hit him two. You can hit him four. Or you want to split up the lefties a little bit, so you hit him five.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Got some pop.
Good player.
Yeah, this is got some pop. You know, he still can play a little bit. I need all the power I need, right? That's why I wanted Ozuna in the outfield.
Yeah.
So you got to Ozuna. The whole thing's going to be Hoskins, right? Hoskins has to be able to hit and hit for power because you go Harper bat third, Hoskins fourth, DD fifth, is if you want to do it that way. Or if you want to move him up, you can play differently with JT, but. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, Hoskins means so much to this team, whether or not he's real or not.
I think he is. He's a good player.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He was horrible last year, so I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope you're right. But he's going to – because right now, before they bring the kid up at third, they're gonna need power.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, I mean, Larry's excited, so that was cool. All right, brother. Thanks, Tom. You don't believe in Hoskins. You have a bad feeling about him.
I was considering moving on from him. But you're right. He is a huge piece. I mean, if he hits 260 and has 30 home runs, you're a pretty good lineup. If he hits 220 and gives you 20 home runs and looks to walk more than looks to try to put the ball out of the ballpark,
yeah,
you're in trouble.
Who are you hitting off? Who are you leading off pre-McCutcheon coming back?
JT.
Yeah. Problem is, he's got nobody. You get no speed.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's pretty quick. He's the fastest catcher.
Joe Mauer hit lead off, and we went through the lead catchers hit lead.
Yeah,
off.
I mean, like, not that I am thrilled about it, but he's a guy that I trust that could get on base. I'd rather him bat lead off than Reese Hoskins.
I like him better down in the lineup.
Yeah, I like him like 5-6 hole.
But I want to split up Harper and DD.
Yeah, so you go, you know, Harper 3, DD. Oh, no, it would be Harper 3, Hoskins 4, DD 5.
That's what I said to the caller, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of how you have to play it. But again, like I trust JT more as a – I actually like him. It's weird because I like him in the two-hole. He's a contact guy.
Yeah, he's a gap-to-gap guy.
And I like him better in the two-hole. But again, I still have no leadoff guy.
Yeah, until McCutchen comes back. Like, I mean, you can't do Kingery. He was awful in the leadoff spot last year. Segura fell apart in the leadoff spot last year.
No.
He should be a leadoff hitter, right? No, like the way he plays Segura, no, but –
Yeah, I'm out on score. I'm out on him. All right, we'll come back. Here's your numbers to sneak in. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Oh, man, you got to give me the quiz, too.
Yes, and we have to pick a Flyers game for tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. We got Flyers game tomorrow. All right, we'll get through. We'll pick the four that we'll put out on the poll. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Back, it's 1:46. Cuz Radio with Tunis with you right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. What a big opening day. So we've had a big baseball kind of conversation. Had Larry Boa on, which was a lot of fun. Talk a lot of Phillies. I don't know what it is. The last couple shows that we've done with the Phillies, people have really enjoyed it, especially the playback. We're playing back the games, Tunis.
I think there's a little more excitement in the air for this team. I mean, last year, obviously, it was the Bryce Harper thing. Everybody was pumped up for it, and now it's sort of year two of Bryce Harper. I think people are bummed out that McCutchen's out, but, you know, I think people are excited for this Philly season. I know you and I don't have the highest expectations, but I think a lot of people are thinking playoffs this year.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, though. Larry Bowe got me feeling good.
Yeah, he did. I mean, we'll see if Spencer Howard comes up this year and pitches. We'll see if Boehm eventually comes up.
I think they're a year away. I mean, if you ask me.
I do, too.
I think they're a
year
away.
This is the 06 season.
Yes, I agree.
They make the playoffs next year. We'll see what happens after that.
I mean, all the problem is, too, is that I think the Braves are pretty good.
The Nationals are still pretty good. I know they lost Rendon, but, I mean, look at they still got that rotation.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, so tomorrow... On tomorrow's daily playback, it's the Flyers tomorrow.
Yeah, and here are the ones that have been tweeted in. Stadium Series again. Remember last week we were talking about the Stadium Series game.
Wow, people love that Stadium Series.
People love the Stadium Series game. The final game of 2010, that was the winner go home, the Rangers shootout. That's a good one. Flyers Lightning Game 6, 2004. Roenick goes top shelf, wins it. 2008, Game 7 against the Caps.
That's awesome.
2012, Game 3, that was the Flyers beat the Penguins 8-4, big scoring game. And then again, people tweeting in any Flyers-Bruins game during that comeback.
Yeah, I mean, Game 7 was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I put Game 7 on the list.
Flyers-Bruins?
You got to put my Flyers-Canadians 1987. It was the playoffs.
Right.
You got to put that one
down. So we got that there.
Because that was the game that started with a brawl.
Yes.
Can we do like an old, like a bullies game? And we'll get like Dave Schultz to talk about fighting and like, you know, bullies?
I mean, I have to see if there's anything on there.
I know. But like, I don't know. I mean, I've been digging hearing these stories from the way back. We had World Free yesterday talking some great 70 stories, basketball. You know, I wouldn't mind hearing some of these. Because these stories are, nowadays, guys are loose. You know what I mean?
And they're also losing their mind sitting at home doing nothing. So oh, they don't mind talking a little bit right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's kind of fun.
All right, so we still need two more. You got the 87, you got Flyers game 7 of the Bruins series. You want to go final game 2010, Rangers?
All right. I mean, okay, we can put it on there.
And then you want any Bullies game?
Yeah, any
All
Bullies.
Right. Any Bullies.
Just put any Bully, any like bench clearing brawl, fight mar game. How's that?
Okay, I'll put that on there.
All right, do that.
Can you guess these starting lineups?
All right, let me guess. All right, so let's do Indians first, right? So Indians, so because we just talked about them, Albert Bell.
Yes. Clean up, left field.
Lofton?
Yes, leadoff, center field.
Manny?
Yes, he was 7th in right field.
Eddie Murray?
Yes, he was 5th, DH.
He, by the way, was the meanest dude.
Really?
I was scared of Eddie Murray.
Really?
Way more frightened of Eddie Murray than... Like, I would have fought Albert Bell. I would have lost, but Eddie Murray was... Eddie Murray was scary. I love, but he didn't play. Hated the media. My boy, I was close with. I thought he was going to be great, but he had a little bit of an issue. Carlos Baerga.
Yes, batted 3rd and 2nd.
Yeah, he got traded to the Mets. I used to pal around with him. He was a good dude. Omar Vizquel playing short,
batting 9th. Yes.
Alomar was behind the plate.
Yep.
Who am I missing? What am I missing?
You're missing first base and third base.
Tommy was on that team.
He was at third base before he transitioned to DH and then the first base here in Philly.
And then I'm missing first base?
Uh-huh. One of the best batting stances ever.
Best batting stances ever.
Still playing at the age of 60 in some league somewhere.
Julio Franco.
Yes. What this batting stance. Bat was pointing toward the pitcher.
Wow. Oh, my. Well, what gave it away was Julio Franco.
And he's still playing.
Yeah. It was the fact that he's still playing.
Yes.
Was what it was. All right. Yankees. Girardi behind the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie in center.
Yep.
Paul O'Neill.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Who was on that team?
50 beers.
Jeter, obviously.
Yes.
Wade Boggs.
Yes.
So Bernie. What am I missing there?
Second base.
How about that? There was a pet. Was he a starter or was he a pencil bat? Because they used to have a guy. Who was it? Was Jim Leyritz on that team?
Not sure. It was
How
not.
About Tino Baseball? Was he on that team?
He was the first baseman, yes.
Tino Baseball, yeah. Who's
playing? This guy played with the Phillies for 52 games. Oh, no. Two stints. He played with the Phillies for 4 years.
Because was Straw on that team?
Oh.
Strawberry?
Oh, no.
Former
Philly, 4 years.
This is the second baseman?
Uh-huh.
For 4 years?
Yep.
How about that Mariano Duncan?
Correct.
Yes. What's left? Is that it?
Ruben Sierra was DH.
Ruben Sierra.
And left field was Gerald Williams. So you had Bernie and Gerald in the outfield.
Wow. That's great. I thought Strawberry was there. Anyway, what a fun show today. A lot of fun. I'm sure Mikey Miss will continue to keep your mind off of everything. And you want to make sure you're listening to Mikey and Tyrone. And that, they're up next at 2 o'clock. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries conditions. For more information, visit handandshouldercenter.com. Everybody, listen, it's always fun talking to you guys. Keep your chin up, all right? Hug your family. God bless. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.